This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has died in court. State television reported on Monday. It said Morsi had fainted after a court session and died afterwards. He had been serving a 7-year sentence for falsifying his candidacy application for the 2012 presidential race and was in court fighting charges of espionage. Just before he collapsed, judicial sources told AP Morsi had told the court that he could reveal many secrets. A cause of death has not been released. Iran has announced it will break the uranium stockpile limit set by Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers in the next 10 days. Edward Uranian reports for VOA.
Spokesman Behrouz Kamelvandeh told journalists that Iran has quadrupled low-level uranium production in recent days and will go beyond the 300-kilogram limit set by the 2015 accord on June 27. He said Iran would increase production of more heavily enriched uranium as well. But Kamelvandeh did not completely rule out a return to the limits of the 2015 nuclear accord if the European countries that signed it, France, Britain, and Germany, agree not to apply U.S. economic sanctions imposed in November of 2018. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The United States is reopening its permanent U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, mission in Somalia 28 years after it closed. The embassy closed in 1991 when civil war from the 1980s led to the collapse of the country's central government. The U.S. never formally cut off diplomatic ties with Somalia. This is VOA News.